is it with you right now?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely going to get the juices going a little bit. of course, we got a 12:15 game tomorrow. I'm hoping, you know, it'll die down. I can get some sleep. But, yeah, I mean, Richie did a great job keeping us in the game tonight. Ozzie going out and working a good walk. And, you know, kind of just, you know, left one a little over the heart of the plate there.
How about just the visit? When a team's going like this, is the mentality, we're going to find a way to win, whether it's Google out there, whether whatever the score is late in the game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it starts to feel like that. The more wins you kind of put together that way. You know, like I said the other day, we've had innings where we've, you know, put up 5, 6, 7 spots. So it kind of makes it feel like you're in every ball game when you feel like you can do that. And yeah.
Walt is constantly talking about you guys stealing games, stealing wins. Does that feel like sort of what happened tonight?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Scooble on the mound, Ozzie going out and getting 2 runs for us early. They battled back, took the lead. And, you know, one of the, you know, better closers of all time, you know, on the mound. I guess you could definitely say that falls under his steal one category.
Did you know what pitch was coming there?
No, I mean, you know, he's got, you know, a unicorn pitch. I said on the field in the interview, his cutter's his best pitch. I saw Ozzie swing over top a couple of them. So I was wondering if it wasn't getting kind of that carry today. So especially when he's on first, I was, you know, trying to keep double play out of order and, you know, set my sights a little higher than, you know, I typically would. And, you know, like I said, he kind of just left one over the middle.
What did you see from Richie tonight? Pitched out of some big spots.
Yeah. You know, he's a pitcher. He's got, you know, a bunch of different pitches that he mixes well. Very composed on the mound. You know, kind of similar to how he used to talk about Schwellenbach when he first came up. You know, very calm, quiet. You know, you can tell he has a plan and, you know, routines that he does to get right. And, man, I think he's going to be a good pitcher.
I know when you hit it, you know you hit it hard. Did you know it was high enough and at what point in time?
I didn't think it was really getting out. You know, luckily Ozzie was going, so I thought it was going to be in the gap and, you know, tie it, but thing kept floating for me.
Yeah, it hasn't just been like just tonight, but like whole month of April. Like, what's your confidence level like right now?
You know, obviously success is going to, you know, breed confidence, you know, personally and as a team. You know, it's nicer than playing wing baseball, and you don't feel like you have to be the guy every single night. That it takes stuff off your plate, and it actually, you know, helps everybody in the lineup. So we keep winning ball games. Hopefully we can, you know, keep snowballing this confidence and put together a good year.
Did you make the putt?
No, I whipped out. It was close, though.
Matt, knowing the fact, as you said, that Kenley Jansen is one of the greatest closers of all times, what was your mentality doing at that?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he's, you know, that cutter is a pitch that not a lot of people have been able to throw. And, you know, he throws a lot because it's a good pitch. He threw me a sinker. I forget if it was the pitch before or 2 pitches before. And I was able to just, you know, put a piece of wood on it, foul it off, move another way, and bounce a breaking ball. It was able to lay off and, you know, got back to that cutter.
Also, you're getting closer to the 300 home run. Are you thinking about that?
I mean, no, but, you know, it's a good clean number. It's I'll definitely want the ball when it happens, but, you know, I'd rather win ball games.
When you were going through that pitch sequence, that reminds me of when you asked Chipper, I forget exactly how you said it, but if it's a pitcher, does it change up or something, you sitting on it. Was that kind of your approach there? Or?
I don't want to give up too much.
Yeah, all right.
but no, like, you know, obviously his cutter is, you know, I've been talking about it, but he's got some other plus pitches too, like, you know, the sinker. The way it moves off the cutter, you know, you get a couple feet distance to cover. And then that slider is basically a straight downer. So, you know, that was, you kind of have to work with him and see that bat a little bit.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.